Blog Talk Radio.
Well, shalom, shalom again, and this is Rabbi John with Pastor Martha, and we have got another part three, to the Holy Spirit and truth that we've been discussing and we've been really diving into. But before we do that, I want to invite the Holy Spirit to begin to guide us and to teach us exactly what he desires for us to know. Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, we give you thanks and we magnify you and we glorify you for who you are and for what you're doing in our lives. We thank you for forgiving us of sin, iniquity, transgression. And we thank you that you give us the strength by the Spirit to forgive others of sin, iniquity, and transgression. We thank you, Father, for this broadcast. We thank you for guiding us and increasing our understanding of how to apply your word in order to build the relationship that you desire and that you seek after. In the precious name of Yahushua, we pray. Amen and amen. Well, it's according to the Gregorian calendar, it's March 30th, and we're going to begin to go into a more diagnostic manifestation of exactly what the differences, but the similarities are of the Urim and the Tumim. We want to understand what the Levitical priests' understanding of those two apparatus, what it meant, and what does it mean to us today under the Melchizedek priesthood. Now, in the Levitical priesthood, it was used to get the mind of God. It was used to get an understanding of what his judgments, what his decisions were pertaining to any case that would arise with the children of Israel, or any case pertaining to their decision-making process. In like manner, we have the Holy Spirit, the Ruach, and we have Emet, the truth that is spoken of, that we've already discussed earlier, found in John chapter 4, verse 24, when Yahushua was speaking to the Samaritan woman and giving her a breakdown of exactly what that meant. And we're going to go into more detail on how it's used in our renewed testament lives today. We'll start off with a couple of scriptures. First of all, we're going to start off with 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19 and 20. We're going to be reading that in the King James and in the Amplified.
1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, King James Version. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. In the Amplified Version, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So then honor and glorify God with your body.
So if I was purchased, if I have been purchased, if you have been purchased by the blood of Jesus, then along with that, the Father has accompanied that with allowing the Holy Spirit to be a part and to take residence in you and I. And we want to understand, well, why is that? Why would he, the Father, allow his Spirit to live and dwell in us? And what does that mean? What does it mean to dwell in us? What are we supposed to be doing? Or what are we expecting his Spirit to do? Well, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 27. Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 27. We're going to be looking at that also in the King James and the Amplified.
All right, Ezekiel 36, verse 27, King James Version. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. The Amplified Version. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my ordinances and do them.
So the Holy Spirit, main job, the way it looks here, is to help us in decision-making pertaining to the words of God's statutes, precepts, his written and oral Torah, his written instructions, his verbal instructions, so that we don't make mistakes, so that we don't offend him, so that we don't walk in the spirit of error. John chapter 16 and verse 13, Yeshua says this about the spirit of truth.
John 16:13, King James Version. Howbeit, when he, the spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Amplified Version. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father, the message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come in the future.
So the Amplified says, he will speak whatever he hears of the Father. It's important right now that we understand that there are three spiritual events trying to happen all at once inside of you. In other words, your own spirit is trying to devise the direction that you should go. The Father's spirit is trying to devise and trying to get you to adhere to the way you should go. And then there's a spirit of error that's trying to convince you and beguile you and deceive you into going in the way that he wants you to go, which is the way of destruction. It is so important that each and every day, and I live this in my own life, that you get quiet before the Lord and before others. Find a quiet place where you can reflect, where you can go back and look at the decisions that were being made throughout the day and ask yourself the question, whose spirit was leading me when I did this, when I made that decision, when I chose to go right instead of left or straight instead of turn? Whose spirit, or what words by way of spirit, was I allowing my members to connect with? Because I was created and bought with a price to only adhere to the spirit of truth. That was what I was created for. That's what I was bought for a price for. So it is imperative that I understand how the Father wants me to walk and talk and act in any given situation. If you go back and you look at the original covenant, Moses was walking, as we stated before, Moses was walking in the Melchizedek priesthood. Moses never, except for one time, he never went by his own spiritual volition. He would, almost in every case except for one, he would not think about how to answer the children of Israel when they would question him. he would go into the tent of meeting. He would get before the Father, and he would begin to lay out what they've said and wait for the Father to give him the answer of what needs to be done. There was only one time that he didn't. When he was told the second time to speak to the rock, and instead he struck it. And we know the repercussions of that. Those same types of repercussions are what we would face and have, to a degree, faced in our lives by not adhering to the decisions that the Holy Spirit has given us to follow the oral and written Torah of Yah. His decisions are decisions. We've got to get to a place, I have got to get to a place, to where his decisions are the only decisions. Moses was almost there. Even the Father said he was the most humblest person on the earth. One of the attributes and characteristics of being humble is not following your own way, but following the way of the one who has control over you, who is your master. That reflects humility. So in order for me to walk in humility, I have to ensure that I have the Holy Spirit and that I'm allowing the Holy Spirit to reflect, because the Holy Spirit's not going to reflect its own desires. The Holy Spirit is going to reflect, kind of like the moon and the sun. The moon does not give its own light. The moon reflects its light from the sun. The Holy Spirit does not give its own opinion on anything that we think or do. The Holy Spirit gives the Father's opinion based upon the Father's edict and his directive. So, Father, right now, in the name of Yeshua, help us, help me to understand the importance of knowing that your way is not just the right way, but that your way is the only way. Help me by way of your Spirit that you've given to me to be compelled, to be driven, to be desiring to only do what is what you consider right and not what I consider as an option. Father, help me to realize that there's no other options but you, no other options or choices but yours. In the precious name of your Son. And until next broadcast, Shalom, Shalom.